This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I'm a little...
This is my new
Yeah, this is off-putting. I don't like this. I'm doing bad this week.
It's very relaxing for the listener.
Should I do it too?
Well, yours is too breathy.
Yeah. And it was like wavery. I was like Don Knotts.
Well,
what's going on here? Is that Don Knotts?
He was kind of like this when he would get upset.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, he was frequently upset. Between the criminals in Mayberry and the tenants he had to deal with.
Tom, I'm gonna say something that you're not gonna like.
What?
Don Knotts.
Uh-huh.
You like, right?
I love Don Knotts.
Yeah, you know who the modern day Don Knotts is?
Who?
David Arquette.
No. Oh,
that's
go
a problem.
To hell. All right, show's over. No, were they?
I know, I'm not happy about it either, but tell me who the real modern day Don Knotts is.
The modern day Don Knotts is Don Knotts.
Is he with us?
No.
Okay. Oh, the ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
The ghost and Mr. Chicken?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was the movie.
Let's stop talking about old man stuff, Tom.
Look, Don Knotts is a young man's game.
Well, a young Don Knotts, yeah. We're all on board for it.
You know that Justin Bieber is only 23 years old to this day.
The Beef is only 23?
Yeah.
Speaking
of Don Knotts... And Leave It to Beaver.
I mean, I guess so, Tom. How old are you? 46?
I'm touching 50.
Touching 50.
but Justin, doesn't it seem like he would be older by now?
See, it does seem like for the amount of time he's been in the public eye.
Yeah.
But the Beave was like a kid when he came up. He was like 12 the first time we heard of him.
That's what it is.
And here's the thing, Tom. Uh-huh. Do you think he's like... less than like 10 or 12 years younger than you?
No, like, I mean, it makes 100% sense.
Yeah, do you think the Beef is 30 years old?
No.
No.
I'd like to see a 30-year-old version of him. I feel like we'll never get the chance.
I think we will. Yeah. It'll be, he's taken up with this cool church in New Jersey.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Selena Gomez again.
Yeah, no, this is all the influence of this cool pastor. He's got tattoos and plays rock and roll music, Tom.
And he
lives in New Jersey. And
he reconnected him and Selena?
I think so. I think it's Selena Gomez, not Selena.
Right, not Selena from the movie Selena.
Right, or, you know, the illustrious career of Selena.
She had a last name, though.
Well, not that we knew of. It's like Morrissey has a first name.
John.
It's not John.
John Morrissey.
It's not John Morrissey.
Did you see he canceled his concert the other night, even though people were cold?
Morrissey canceled a concert?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe it.
No, Tim, you know.
I feel like that would have been front page news everywhere. Such a rare occurrence.
Yeah, everybody thinks, you know, they call him the Iron Man, Morrissey, because he's never missed a concert.
Yeah.
But he was finally forced to miss a concert because it was too cold.
That must have been a continuous concert streak of decades.
No. But luckily, he let people know an hour after the concert was scheduled to start that it was canceled because it was too cold.
Tom, I'm going to say something controversial here.
Okay.
If that happens, if you buy tickets to a Morrissey show... And it gets canceled an hour after the show is supposed to begin?
Yeah.
That's on you. You shouldn't have
100%.
Bought those tickets. I'm not one for blaming the victim here.
Right.
But,
you know.
Come on.
Yeah.
Tom, I think we've done a lot of good here at the top of the show. Let's get right into the topic.
Okay.
Because it's a rich topic,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want to waste any more time. Tacos.
Tacos. The reason why this topic came to me, it came to me in a vision.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Is it because most of our conversation, like natural and on the podcast, is taco related?
That's definitely part of it. I can't believe we've never done an episode. Maybe we have. I didn't look.
I looked. We did a Taco Bell episode, but that's okay. A specific type of taco.
Right.
It's insulting to some taco connoisseurs.
Well, technically, it's a specific type of bell.
Hmm.
A bell that when you... What's the idea there? When you ring it, you get a taco? Or you ring it when you want tacos?
Well, it would be smart if you rang a bell when you wanted a taco. No, then it would be... You think of how many tacos they sell. When you go in there, it would just be a cacophony of ding, ding, ding. Do you have to bring your own bell? Because that might be nice, because it might be like wind chimes. You're like ding, dong, ding, ding, dong, ding. You know?
No, not unless all the bells are in the same key. I think it would be unsettling.
Tom, I think you need to expand your mind a little bit.
Have you ever been to a place where they've had like one of those bellhop bells?
Yeah. And would you ever in a million years ring that bell?
In a million years, I ring it every time, even if there's already somebody standing at the counter.
Really?
I'm going to ring the bell. Ding!
Now, there's Comedy Tom, which we all love laughing at Comedy Tom. Comedy Tom's got a lot of jokes. But then there's real life Tom.
Comedy Tom's on the road in the Laugh Factory in
plugs
Charlotte,
at the
North
end,
Carolina.
Plugs at the end,
oh,
Tom.
Okay.
You ever listen to a podcast and they have a guest on who's like a comedy
you
person?
Didn't let me answer. No, I've never listened to a podcast.
And they clearly have never listened to the show. Mm-hmm. And then they start like plugging their dates or their next thing.
Right.
And then
beginning.
Like the host is like, no, we got a spot for that. And
oh,
they, like,
really? No, I've never actually.
And
heard
they
that.
Like plow ahead. They're just like, well, I've already said it, so I'm going to be in Jackson, Mississippi. It's like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
I mean, Jackson, Mississippi's listening to a podcast. Listening to FM radio.
Maybe even AM radio.
Well, we're all listening to AM radio, Tom. Wait, what was I talking about?
Lower fidelity. We were talking about ringing bells, service bells.
Oh, yeah. All right, so there's Comedy Tom, which we all love. Mm-hmm. He's a buffoon, but he's also very brave. he's also, like, really good at things that, like, that real-life Tom uh-huh. is timid,
yeah,
shy, a coward.
Well, I mean, the first two weren't insults. And that third one, yeah, it's a little...
You know, like, all right, so I know Comedy Tom's yeah. walking into a place ringing the bell.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I go to a place after this podcast, the microphones are off, mm-hmm. the camera crews have gone home.
And we've gone to check into our hotel room for the night.
Exactly. Well, we always stay near the studio.
Well, it's just safer.
Yeah, I'm not going to go home. Sometimes we end recording at 8:30, 9 p.m.
Yeah, and it's day. We're in Brooklyn, New York.
It's New York. We can't just walk around in the dark.
We're going to get mugged, yeah.
Yeah.
So we go check into a hotel for the night.
Yeah. Wake up bright and early and go home.
Yeah.
To our families. So anyway, Tom.
Yeah.
Are you really ringing that bell?
No.
Is real
but
life
I, but I bell? Have been in places where... you know, like a late night check-in at a hotel and there's not somebody at the counter, but there is a bell out. And like, obviously that's what the bell is for.
Right.
To alert somebody so they don't have to stand at a counter for hours at a time with nobody. And it still just always feels, I don't think I've ever done it without first going, hello?
Exactly. And like, I think if nobody's there and it's the middle of the night or something, mm-hmm. they want you to ring the bell. They don't want
right.
to say hello.
Yeah, because that's
gonna like,
so spook
what do you
em.
Think the dang bell's for?
Yeah, they might be like, was that on the TV show I'm watching in the back room?
The you hello? Know,
yeah, maybe they're watching like an old episode of Seinfeld and Kramer just walked in. They're like, was that him saying hello?
Yeah, or maybe he's saying hello, Newman. Maybe yeah. Newman just walked in.
Right, well, that would be Jerry. Then he would say that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think other people say hello to Newman. Just not in the same way.
Right. Not in a nearly as memorable way.
Tom, we're talking tacos, of course.
Taco talk with Tim and Tom. And later we're going to do Tim and Tom's top 10 taco tips.
Nice. Can I give a preview of one of the tips?
No. Tim
I'm gonna.
Plugs
I'm gonna.
At the end.
I'm just going to give a preview. This is what they call a tease in the business.
What business?
the taco business.
Okay, taco tees.
One of the tips.
Tim's typical taco tees.
It's anything but typical.
Tim's atypical taco tees.
Yes, doesn't work that well. I mean, yeah. Onions.
I feel like that's not much of a tease, Tim. You got to give the whole thing away.
No, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, then that doesn't...
One of the top 10 taco tips make, then onions.
Then that's not a tease, Tim. You gave the whole thing away.
I didn't give all 10 of them away. You'd just gave one of the 10.
Yeah, I know, but you'd be a terrible burlesque dancer.
I am a terrible burlesque dancer.
Yeah.
You know that for
you
a fact.
You come out and
I've
you just
asked you not to bring it up on the show. It's frankly embarrassing that I do burlesque at all.
Yeah. Well, you come out fully clothed, and then you just drop your drawers and lift your shirt up, and you're like, oh, I'm a big tease.
I can't afford fans, Tom.
I told you can use balloons.
You think balloons grow on trees?
That's true. You can't reuse. You can the fans are expensive, but they're an investment.
Yeah.
The balloons, they're expendable because, you know, when you pop each one to reveal a new titillating tidbit.
And that's not even the big problem, Tom. Can I be honest with you?
Sure.
I can blow them up. I can't tie them.
That sounds real to me.
Yeah. I have a big problem.
Now, are you talking regular balloons or water balloons? Or both?
Either or. No, water balloons is easier because you have gravity stretching it all out for you.
You are quite a weakling. You have gravity. Otherwise, you're fighting against air? Just pull it. You know what? Here's what I'm going to assume your problem is, Tim, because I used to have the same problem. Possibly. No, I think you're afraid of balloons popping.
Mm.
And you're...
Hey, who isn't?
Perverts that get titillated by it.
Yeah, okay.
They're not afraid of it. They can't wait. The anticipation.
I'd rather be afraid of a balloons pop than be a pervert.
It's true. That's the bumper sticker on the back of your car.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense. You're probably, you're afraid of overinflating and you're afraid of pulling it too hard,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, look, Tom, I'm out of the life where I need to be tying a balloon.
Yeah, but you never know
Tom.
Yeah, but you never know when you might, thrown back in. I tried to get out, but they keep pulling me back in.
Yeah, well, I'll tie that balloon when I get to it. Welcome back to Tim and Tom's Taco Talk. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom.
And we're going to talk tacos. We've already talked so much about tacos.
Yeah, you might think that there's not much more to cover, but there is.
Yeah, so Tom, why don't you go ahead and tell us...
We've barely explored the tip of the taco iceberg.
I thought you were going to make we've barely even scratched the shell. That's not even
that
good.
I don't like that.
I
don't like the idea of what that sound is.
What if it's a soft shell? Why? You shouldn't be scratching
I don't like
anything.
That either.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
What was the impetus? Yeah, the impetus of this topic.
It was that, you know, I was in the supermarket the other
fascinating
day. Yeah,
now that's larger than a standard market,
not necessarily larger but more powerful,
okay,
than a standard market. And I was perusing the wares, and they had taco these taco dinner kits,
right?
You're
now
familiar
this is
with these?
Yeah, this is a supermarket set up in an aisle system.
Yes.
Different foods grouped by
food type.
Yeah, type of food, I guess you'd say,
yeah.
In each aisle. You were probably in the Mexican food aisle?
No, I think I was just in, the taco aisle.
Oh, and it feels weird. It feels like a holdover that there's an ethnic food aisle.
Okay.
At my supermarket.
Is that where all the spaghetti is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a holdover.
But it's the Italian food. It's all the pasta.
The exotic section.
It's the Mexican food.
It's where we put all the rigatoni and prego, in the ethnic food section.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where you'll find the taco kits. Anyway, the taco kit.
Yeah, actually, in my supermarket, the tacos are in between, like, the macaroni and cheese section and the soup section, which I feel like my supermarket's organized by effort.
Tom, I, okay.
Right?
Macaroni and cheese is, wait, soup is first?
Nothing's necessarily, I mean, left to right, sure, if you're reading these aisles.
Which I frequently am.
Right. Soup and then tacos and then macaroni and cheese. And then after that is like spam and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, here's the thing about the taco kits, Tom. Mm-hmm. It's not all in the kit.
No.
And this is the number one thing that
I
feel like we have to educate
people. If you find a kit that
says
it has everything, don't buy it.
Yeah. No.
You don't want some shelf meat.
Yeah. Spam.
Yeah. People unless you like want to put spam in there.
Yeah.
I've had shelf chicken one time that I bought at a CVS.
Oh, Tom. I often like to pull these threads, but this one seems like
It was years ago. It was a Taco Bell kit, and it was on a shelf, and it had chicken in it, which to this day, I don't understand how it didn't kill me, but...
How was the chicken packaged?
I feel like looser than you would expect, like not in a can, just in like one of those like plastic containers with like a peel off thing.
Mm.
Those things are not vacuum sealed.
They must be. I've eaten sardines like that.
You've eaten sardines out of a plastic can?
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, yeah.
No, the whole thing was plastic. No
metal
involved.
Oh, no, I'm a tin man.
You're Tim, yeah, we know. You say it at the top of the show. And then you say it again at the top of the segment. You're a Tim man.
Yeah, I'm a man named Tim.
I'm
proud. Proud of my name, proud of my heritage.
I think this chicken was just salted or something to make it
Yeah, you put enough salt in anything.
Yeah.
All right, so you were in the aisle.
So I was in the aisle.
And you thought...
I thought, you know what? I'm looking for some meals here, looking for some meals to make. And this is on sale. Let me grab this. And then when I went over, because as you said, not everything's in there, I had to go buy some ground meat. And the ground meat was on sale in the exact proportion that I needed.
1 pound.
1.5 pounds.
What taco kit did you buy that you needed a pound and a half of ground beef?
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. That I kind of, I was going to say I wasn't paying attention, but there's no way I couldn't have noticed this. I noticed it, I guess, and didn't pay it any mind that I bought an extended family taco kit. This
did you eat it all in one sitting?
No, it was 18 tacos.
Oh, I know those kits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing was, like, I didn't think about it that much because it was on sale. So it's just like, I don't know, this is on sale. The meat's on sale. Like, this is cheaper than buying the regular family size kit.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't sell, like a single man taco kit.
Right. That would be sad.
It would be sad.
Just go to Taco Bell.
Right. They have a sign in my supermarket where
hey,
the
sad men, just get out of here and go to Taco Bell.
The single man taco kit would be, it just says go to Taco Bell. Yeah. And you know, I said to the sign, I've already been there today for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah. They make a shell out of an egg for breakfast.
Yeah, which I don't like.
You ate it?
No, I don't think I have.
Did you just dream about eating it?
No, I just don't like the idea of it.
Yeah, okay.
It's
you seemed unclear whether or not, or were was that
no, we've talked
was
about
that
because
timid Tom and comedy Tom having a fight
maybe
in your head.
It might have been comedy
like, say,
Tom.
Say you ate it. Say
no.
You ate it.
No,
but I don't want
no,
to.
No, because
eat it.
I just recently had the Taco Bell breakfast and I had a breakfast quesadilla, which was fantastic.
Tom,
what?
What will it take to make you try the breakfast crunch wrap?
I mean, I'll probably go tomorrow.
How many
get
times
it.
Have I told you that it's phenomenal?
Yeah. I mean, the regular crunch wrap's phenomenal.
The regular crunch wrap might be the best thing on the menu.
I don't understand why, and we'll get into Taco Talk in a minute. But,
well, we're talking about Taco Bell. You're going to change the subject.
No. Why Taco Bell seems like they skimp on the eggs in the breakfast stuff. And the eggs have to be cheaper than anything that they use.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Eggs are cheap. Like, when I buy eggs at the supermarket, very cheap. What? Why is that funny? It's a thing. It's true. And I buy, like, nice organic eggs, and they're still pretty cheap.
Wow.
Considering the amount of protein I get out of them, a bargain.
You know these numbskulls, the stoners working at Taco Bell, they're dropping
they
all these
set
eggs.
The prices.
No, they're dropping
the
eggs.
Oh, they're dropping the eggs? No, they're not giving them full eggs.
I bet they have a breakage rate of like 75% with those eggs.
No. There's... I'm not gonna, never mind.
The Taco Bell Corporation writes off like 75% of their egg purchases every year. Just like, we hired
no,
dimwits.
Absolutely no way that Taco Bell is sending intact eggs.
Can I just say something?
What?
Because I painted a bad picture here.
Yeah.
Aside from the one Taco Bell on 8th Avenue in like Chelsea, all Taco Bell employees are great from what I've experienced.
You know what? I don't think I've ever had a bad experience at any fast
food
restaurant.
That one on 8th Avenue, Taco Bell Tom.
Call me Taco Bell Tom.
You asked me to. Tom, why'd you get it tattooed on your lower back then?
I needed to cover up what was there already.
Tom, don't tell me you've ever gone into the 8th Avenue Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Ordered something, and then they handed you what you ordered. That's never happened to anybody there. You always just order something, and they give you something, and you eat whatever they give you.
Well, I mean,
and
that's
it's
not
fine.
Bad either.
Yeah, it's all the same stuff and everything.
I haven't gotten the wrong thing in a fast food order in like 20 years. I feel like all the fast food restaurants...
Well, that's because you're so intimidating. You go in there and you're like, I'm not fucking around here.
Well, hey, it gets the job
you
done.
You shoot a gun off in
yeah.
the air as
it's
soon as you
blanks,
walk in.
It's just blanks, but, you know, yeah. it gets the message yeah. across. No, I feel like that was, like, a big thing when we were kids, that they, like, anytime you ordered something from a fast food restaurant, that was, like, a trope that they would screw it up.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't realize until you got home. If you got something at a drive-thru, you get home and you'd be like, oh, this is somebody else's order.
Here's the thing. If you're buying something at a fast food place and you're bringing it home and eating it, reevaluate your life.
What do you mean reevaluate? You think it's better to eat in the parking lot?
You know what? Fast food is meant to be consumed fast. If you have time to bring it home and eat it, prepare a real meal for you and your family.
What if you're tired
and
you don't have time? And what if your family...
Have
really...
the maid do it.
Just ring the bell.
Ring the bell. Tell Jocelyn to make you some tacos.
Yeah.
That's like, my maid's name.
You're like,
Jocelyn.
I bought a family...
She's a jerk.
Jocelyn the jerk.
Yeah. She doesn't do anything right.
Well, luckily she has you there to tell her.
Yeah. Oh, no. I make her do
to
things.
Give her feedback.
Yeah. Multiple times. I'm ringing that bell every time until she puts the right ratio of beans to cheese.
Anyway, so I bought this family taco kit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, damn, I've been eating tacos for like the past five
days. It's the best.
It stops being the best around like day three.
Well,
when you're dealing with like old tacos, the shells have gotten stale.
Oh, you made a big mistake, my friend.
All right. Go ahead. Dress me down about the mistake I made
with
the taco
shell. Did you buy hard shell tacos?
Yeah, I bought hard shell tacos.
Okay. Number one,
uh-huh.
I understand you want to have hard shell tacos. I'm not going to say, hey, look, hey, Tom.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, the. Look, I'm not going to get into this game here
mm-hmm.
where I'm telling you, look, if a Mexican person saw you eating a hard shell taco,
yeah,
he'd slap you and be like, this isn't authentic. What are you doing? I'm not going to play that game with you because that's fine.
I've ordered hard shell tacos at Mexican restaurants, and I've never
been slapped.
Once or twice.
If they didn't slap you, they wanted to
slap
you.
The slaps I got were irrelevant to that and well-deserved.
From ringing the bell too much?
Yeah. After I've been told to stop ringing the bell.
From my experience, the taco kits, mm-hmm. you buy hard shell.
Yeah.
Let's say you buy an 18-pack.
Yes.
Four of them are going to be cracked. Unusable.
At least a baker's dozen of these were cracked.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not like irreparably cracked, but still pretty cracked. And I thought that was a nut they had cracked in making sure that these taco shells aren't cracked.
No. So buy the soft shell.
Yeah.
Number two. Here's what you do. Only make what you know you're going to eat. Heat those up. Do you put them in the oven or the microwave?
To heat them up again?
Yeah.
Microwave.
No. Originally, the shells.
Usually, I'll put them in the oven, okay. But then, you know, later on.
Yeah, don't put all 18 in the oven.
No, I don't put all 18
fool's game.
In the oven.
You can eat five, put five in the oven.
I'm not going to eat five. I'm not a monster.
What, are you kidding me?
Five tacos?
Yeah, five tacos.
That's too many
tacos.
Well,
you bought a pound and a half of beef, so who's zooming who here?
Well, I'm not eating all in one night. Did you say who's zooming who?
Yeah.
That's not a saying.
That is a phrase. Look it up. You have these food storage bags, Tom?
Ziploc bags?
Are yeah.
You trying to
but the big
are you
ones.
Trying to avoid mentioning a trademark name?
Tom, now we're going to have to bleep that. Thank you. Thank you. Our legal team's going to be working overtime trying to clear the brand name and inevitably bleeping it, or you'll have to come in to do ADR on that.
Oh, again? I'm sick of doing ADR on these episodes.
Tom, you say Ziploc bag, people are thinking a sandwich bag. I'm talking about the big... heavy-duty big guys that you could put 12 taco shells in, 13 taco shells.
Big guys.
A baker's dozen of taco shells.
All I buy are the big guys. I'll tell you this.
Well, what I'm saying, Tom, is you shouldn't have a stale shell.
When I'm buying
in the bunch.
When I'm buying the little guys, the little bags, I'll go generic. But when I'm buying the big guys, I go name brand.
I think we're in agreement on this.
Okay.
Yeah, the big guys.
Because the little guys, it's like, if I'm putting something in there, I'm not going to keep it very long. I'm going to eat it later today or tomorrow.
It's going to be in there for 5-10 minutes tops.
Right. But the big guys, yeah, you know, that I might put that in my freezer and forget about it for a year.
Exactly. And then throw it out a year later. Throw it out 18 months later.
Yeah.
Or the next time you move, most likely.
Right.
Yeah, Tom, just the shells should never get stale.
Well, they did. I'm telling you, they did. And they were cracked.
Well,
it was a bad experience all around.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. What were the toppings you put on?
I went real lo-fi with these, Tim.
That's the best way to do a taco night.
Lazy.
Okay.
The only topping, aside from the taco sauce it came with.
That's not a topping.
I mean, you put it on top.
Yeah.
With shredded cheese.
Tom.
What?
Tom, this is the saddest meal I've ever heard.
I told
you. You bought an 18-pack taco kit for yourself, 13 of which were cracked.
Yeah.
You bought a pound and a half of ground beef and a big sack of shredded cheese, and that was it? You didn't even buy like a tomato or an onion. Come on,
no,
Tom.
And then
lettuce.
The last three, I ran out of beef and I had to just eat the cheese and taco sauce.
Tom.
I told you it was a very lo-fi. That's where I really got bit in the ass with the buying 18 of them. I thought I was going to have like three tacos, and in which case, like, I didn't care what was on them. I just wanted
Jesus
something
Christ,
quick to make, but I had to eat 18 of these things with kind of nothing on them.
We've reached the point where I don't know what to say anymore. I try to play along. I try to put on a happy face for you, Tom, but I
right.
think you're too far gone at this point.
like I said, that's why it was such a fool's errand to buy 18, because I didn't have it in my heart to like really go all out making these tacos.
Tom, it takes such little effort.
I know, but I expected it to take even less effort. But I'll tell you this much, still not bad, still pretty good tacos.
All right. Well done.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tom,
mm-hmm.
let's keep going down. Let's get off the topic of the saddest meal that I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Look, here's the thing. All right, I don't like tomatoes. Okay, first things first.
That was very Bill O'Reilly. Okay.
Okay. Look, I don't like tomatoes. Lettuce is a scam.
Lettuce is not a scam in a taco, Tom.
Come on,
it's the only good use of iceberg lettuce. No, I'll take that back. On a crispy chicken sandwich, a nice leaf of iceberg lettuce is
yeah. I mean,
it's not about Tom,
it's not a scam, but it's just
it's about the crunch, baby.
That's what the shell's for.
Well, if you get the crunchy shell,
yeah.
But then guess what? Then 13 out of 18 are going to be cracked.
Yeah, and
it's not authentic.
Well, and then once they were stale, they were just kind of like chewy.
Yeah.
Onions, though, you're right. But, you know, I don't want to cry while I'm cutting up those onions.
Tom.
I can get minced
onions. They have glasses
onions.
For that.
Eyeglasses that I
well,
can wear?
Goggles.
Yeah.
Just wear goggles. Like the
well,
rest
I have
of
that swim mask. I should wear that swim mask.
You have a scuba mask.
Yeah.
Oh, did
a snorkeling mask.
Yeah. Did you use that when you went down to Florida?
No, I didn't really go in the water that much. I didn't have enough time.
Okay.
I was busy.
Okay. You went to Florida recently, and also recently you bought, how expensive was this
it wasn't,
snorkeling
it
mask?
It was a bargain. It was a deal. It was like half price.
Oh, it was on Amazon Prime Day.
It was on Prime Day.
And how much was it?
I think it was like $40.
You spent $40 on a snorkeling mask.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been snorkeling?
Technically no, but I've gotten enough use out of it in the tub that it's worth it.
Okay. I'm glad you said tub and not something where we'd have to quickly change the subject. I don't know. I feel like perverts can use a snorkeling mask in ways that I can't imagine.
Well, then that makes you the true pervert.
Mm. Guess you're right. Looks like the pervert was me all along. What were we talking about?
Tacos.
Okay, so onions, lettuce, tomato. You eat lettuce and tomato all the time, Tom.
Oh, I'll eat it. I don't have anything against it. Well, I said I don't like tomatoes. I do like, you know what? I feel like tomatoes have been given a bad name by bad tomatoes lately.
Okay.
Just, you know, unflavorful tomatoes that then I'm just, you know, I'm not interested.
You heard it here first. Tom likes his tomatoes flavorful.
Well, I'll tell you, Taco Bell, any of the tomatoes you get are green or white. Those are not ripe tomatoes.
Yeah, but look, nobody's going to Taco Bell for the tomatoes.
The people that are going for the El Fresco menu might be.
Does that still exist?
I think so.
They were like, we'll be Chipotle.
Right.
We'll win everybody
and
back.
Then even when Chipotle started making everyone sick all the time, they still couldn't make it. Yeah. That's when they should have like doubled down on their efforts.
Taco Bell, the best fast food place?
Certainly the like the
it's been the most consistent.
Yeah,
good.
The most go to. Like you can always go to Taco Bell and they'll be they're always what you're expecting.
Right. And as a vegetarian,
they're the only new vegetarian.
It's the best place in the world because you get sick of. If you want to eat garbage food, yeah, you could eat fries and grilled cheese, but
yeah,
why
I mean,
not get
I'm
a
sure you
gordita
could,
crunch
you
with
go
beef
to
instead of meat.
You can go to McDonald's and say, "Give me a Big Mac without the meat," and they'll do it. But you know, then you're just eating.
They'll slap you.
Tim, you sound like you're...
I get slapped a lot, Tom.
Yeah, you got to stand up for yourself in these fast food restaurants, Tim. Stop letting the employees slap you.
Mm. It's like every fast food employee is a regular Zsa Zsa Gabor. All right, Tom?
Topical, timely reverence. When she slapped that cop.
She slapped a cop.
Yeah.
It's gunned
down.
She
thought she was still on Green Acres.
That was... her sister.
Okay. Well, she thought she was
Eva
her
Gabor.
Sister on Green Acres.
Yeah. Sure did.
I feel like one of the Gabor sisters is still alive.
Maybe. You know what? I would look it up,
mm-hmm.
but I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're alive or dead.
If they're alive, they're not working much.
Maybe.
They're not going to pop up in the next Avengers film, as amazing as that would be.
I don't know. I mean, if any film was going to, like, let's say Zsa Zsa Gabor cannot still be alive, but let's say she were still alive. That's the only movie, because they'd be like, do you want to burn $8.5 million to bring Zsa Zsa Gabor on set for 20 minutes?
You think she
minutes?
Would still, she would demand that kind of money?
Yeah. Tom,
she'd be a good, this is a DC deep cut, but she'd be a good Granny Goodness.
Oh, would she be in the Avengers movie, you idiot?
No, well, all right. What's next?
Tom?
I don't like the episodes you drive.
Look, you always yell at me for getting Marvel and DC confused.
Yeah.
Tom, have you ever had the tacos at Chipotle?
Yes.
This is a hack. Get the tacos instead of the burrito. They're better.
They are better.
They put the same stuff on them.
No, they do not put rice in the tacos.
I've gotten rice in them.
Sure, if you ask for it, you can get it.
Yeah. Would you ever eat a taco with rice in it?
Yeah. In fact, I'm sure I have. I mean, rice is a pretty like inoffensive food. I feel like rice you could put in almost anything and it, you know, not detract from it.
Can I tell you the unfortunate thing I think about tacos?
What's that?
And it's only getting worse these days. Is that they have some less enlightened people a stigma that it's like a foreign food, right? Where it's like, that comes from south of the border. Therefore, it's not an American food, right? We're hamburgers and hot dogs and Tom, tacos should be the default food at any function.
Yeah.
A taco. All it is a delicious meat or protein with all sorts of wonderful toppings and sauces wrapped up in a.
It's a very simple but beautiful food.
Yeah, and I feel like, how great would it be if everywhere you went, every function you went to, like the default food was like, and there's a taco. Of course, there's a taco bar over there.
Yeah,
and like, you can choose your own adventure over there. Mm-hmm. Like, something for everybody's taste, something for everybody's dietary restriction is over there. But I feel like in this country, the way it's going, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, I was going to say that, probably if you're, and you know, I know this is like a boring thing maybe, but Mexican food is probably my favorite type of food.
Definitely.
Because I was racking my brain earlier to think of like, if I've ever had any Mexican dish that I haven't liked. And like, maybe something that I'm like, oh, that's not really for me. But I've never had like a Mexican dish where I'm like, that's gross. That's disgusting.
There's
cow tongue or
whatever. Yeah, there's a taco truck right near my stop on the 7 train, which is like authentic. Like,
yeah.
And like, it's delicious. But there's like, I can't read the menu really. Like, I don't know what this is, but I'll eat it.
Well,
so
you
like,
caught yourself when you said the menu.
What? Oh, yes. Yeah, I could totally read other things, though. Yeah, no, give me a book. I'll read it. I'll read that.
I
no
also
problem.
Like that when you said that this place is authentic, you did the Italian chef gesture of,
yeah.
Hey, it's authentic.
Yeah. I'd get off like the subway after a night of drinking and be like, oh, awesome, there's this amazing taco truck here.
Yeah.
But then I'd be like Googling all the Spanish
words.
Yeah. And there's like a full like
You're
more
like,
than
well,
half.
Well, I don't want to catch polio eating this stuff.
What?
The polio taco. And then you're like, oh, it's pollo.
Yeah, it's just chicken.
It's just chicken.
Over half the menu was stuff like,
like sheep intestines.
This is like, oh, tongues and buttholes. It's like, and like I'm told, in some cooking, the cow's butthole is a delicacy, but like,
right.
I'm sure it tastes great. I'm sure it does, but like, not for me.
Yeah.
So like, look, I'm not the most adventurous guy,
mm-hmm.
especially now that I don't eat meat.
Right.
But you're right. Something for everybody.
Well, I'd like, aside from ordering something like a cow tongue, like I don't want to eat that, and I know it's not that much different than eating, you know, the cow's legs or whatever, or butthole, but like I'll be grossed out eating it.
Do they ever make the cow's udders into anything?
Milk.
That's not. I mean, they don't make the udders into it. It comes out of
a
the
little
udders.
Bit. There's probably a little bit of udder in every glass of milk. Mm. Some scabs or something.
What?
What?
Why do you have to say scabs?
Well, what else would come off the udders?
Milk?
Yeah. Well, that was my first answer. But I order what I know. And like, I still know enough like high school Spanish to know what to stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, crazy spicy stuff and buttholes.
Right.
I've never been disappointed. Like, I've never ordered a taco or burrito or enchilada or any other type of thing that I've been like, oh, that wasn't very good.
Right.
Like, I know the difference. I know when something's really good, but I feel like Mexican food is kind of like an entire cuisine that's pizza. You know, where like pizza's never really that bad.
Well, Italian food is
Italian
is all good.
Food, yeah. But sometimes, I've had Italian food that I don't like.
Really?
Yeah, I've had Italian seafood that I don't like. I've not had Mexican seafood that I don't like.
Have you had camarones?
What are those?
Shrimp.
Are those butts? Oh.
No, I'm trying to look at. Oh.
What?
Extremo agujero.
What's that? Extreme butts?
Butthole.
Extreme buttholes.
never eat Agujero trope, a taupe.
I would never eat anything called Extremo, whatever.
Tom,
unless it was Mountain
half
Dew.
The foods that you buy off the shelf at your said supermarket say Extreme on them.
Yeah, not Extremo. I buy American Pal. Anyway, what were you talking about with tacos, Mexican food in general?
I don't know. It's good. Sour cream on the taco. Yay or nay?
Oh, yay, 100%.
Yeah, and why didn't you get that the other night, you sicko creep?
I ate a little bit of the... I had already had enough dairy with the cheese on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have... I had ordered Mexican food from Seamless recently, you know, delivery Mexican food. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I was done with it that I realized there was like a little thing of sour cream in there. And I think that's why I got the tacos, because I was like, oh, I have a little tiny thing of sour cream. I got to use it. So I did use, it was enough sour cream for like a dollop, a small dollop on three tacos.
All right. That's pretty much all a man of your size should be eating anyway.
Yeah, I need a lot of calories to run this train.
It's true.
I did have, to go back for a second to Chipotle, I've never had the hard shell tacos at Chipotle. I've only gotten the soft shell tacos.
Same.
Yeah. And the soft shell, it is great. I feel less sick after I eat it.
Yeah. I think it's less food, but it's more
of the right
food.
But it's still all the
food.
Good food.
Yeah.
I feel less sick, but you know what? A lot of times, if I'm walking away from a place and I don't feel sick afterwards, I feel like I didn't get my money's worth.
See, this is something that you might want to...
It's like, hey, I didn't get my $11 worth. I feel fine.
I feel like I'm about to die.
I have to go home and go to bed. What the hell? Can I speak to a manager,
you know,
please?
Immediately fall asleep to forget this experience.
Ringing the bell. I knew somebody tangentially who ate two burritos at Chipotle once.
Who?
Nobody you know.
From Canada?
Not from Canada. Wait, what? No. No, it was like a friend of a friend, basically.
Okay.
It was a tale.
This is a tall tale. This is a...
I'll say this. I was not... I cannot independently...
He was 100 feet if he was 10.
And this was when Chipotle made their burritos bigger. They've been making their burritos smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're pulling the Cadbury eggs.
You know what? It's fine. I've never eaten a Chipotle burrito and been like, man, I wish I had more food.
Yeah, I have recently.
Really? Well, you're
a
monster.
I'm growing. I'm getting bigger.
Tom, we're both growing boys.
Anyway, let's talk taco toppings, Tim.
All right. Do you have taco tips, or was that a red herring?
Tim and Tom's top 10 taco tips.
Yeah.
If we could do it right now, let's do it live.
We'll do it live.
To go back to my Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, you're becoming more O'Reilly.
Okay, we'll do it live. Tim,
okay, this
is
the
that
top
okay,
10, okay
with you?
Tom, number 10, onions.
Always have
onions on it.
Yeah, but how is that at 10?
What do you mean?
Oh, are these not in...
It's the top 10 taco tips.
But these aren't necessarily numerical.
No. I mean, I put a number next to it, 10.
But you wouldn't put it higher?
Tom, these are in no particular order. Oh, did we not say? And
that's
now
what
in
I meant
no
to
particular
say.
Order.
Yeah, okay.
Tim and Tom's top 10 taco tips.
Top 10, not top 10.
Wait, it's been 10 this whole time?
Yeah.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Tem. Now, did you think Tem like Tem like Tim?
No, I just
when
thought it
was
Tem 11.
Well, it's adorable. When I was a kid, you know the trademark TM? I thought that meant Tom. I had these Pac-Man sheets that said Pac-Man TM, and I thought, like, oh, this is nice. My parents got these embroidered for me. And the Pac-Man looked nothing like Pac-Man. To this day, I have this burned in my head how they got Pac-Man so wrong.
Why?
It's the simplest character.
Was it a knockoff? Well, why would they put the trademark symbol
exactly.
as a knockoff? Though?
No, it was official, but they were like, we have to make Pac-Man.
Was it not a circle?
No. Pac-Man kind of looked like a, you know what he looked like? And it's actually kind of an interesting take. He looked like what the ghost would look like if they were alive.
So, so just, all right, I'm thinking like a can, but
what?
The, right?
Ghosts don't look like cans.
No, but at the top, it's like rounded.
It's rounded, like but he had feet.
Oh, he had feet?
Yeah.
Oh.
He had feet and he was long. Like he looked like one of the ghosts when they were alive.
Your parents cheaped out on these sheets. I'm sorry to
no,
tell you.
No, they were trademarked.
I mean, I know they were embroidered.
They were either embroidered or trademarked.
Yowzers.
I feel like Pac-Man had red eyes in these, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I was afraid to go to bed every night. Did I ever tell you about the time, like, I begged and begged my parents to get me a spaceship tent for my bed?
No, I knew we had a mutual friend that had an Army man tent
on
his bed.
No, I was not interested in the Army. I was not interested in joining the armed services as a child. I was interested in going to space. I had it for like a week, and then and in retrospect, I realized why my parents were hesitant to buy this for me, because I would roll off the bed all the time.
I did that once and broke my collarbone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It is real bad.
Never
fully recovered. My collarbone's still broken.
Wow, that's kind of...
Yeah, it's been that way for 32 years.
That must have been hell on your drumming.
Yeah.
Ba-da-doo, ba-da-doo, ba-da-doo. Ow!
Yeah.
So, the spaceship bed, I rolled off the bed and got all tangled in it and just started screaming. I was so scared. I didn't know what... I thought... The ghosts from the sheets had gotten me finally.
And also, I bet like this was like 1985. So, like, there were like sharp, pointy objects.
They were sharp, pointy. Like, the whole thing was flammable, I'm sure.
Screws just like.
Yeah, screw
sharp
this
nails.
Part into the sheets.
Yeah.
Number 10, onions.
Yeah, now you do number 9.
Number 9, tomatoes.
Tom, you hate tomatoes.
I know.
And we're not just naming.
You shouldn't have put. Onions so high up.
All right. Well, these are in no particular order.
Okay.
So just use tomatoes?
Some not use tomatoes.
No, use tomatoes when you make tacos. These
no,
are
no, I want
Tom.
New tomatoes. I don't want used tomatoes.
What about an heirloom tomato? That's been around forever.
All right. I guess if it's an heirloom tomato,
it's
then
been
I'll
passed
accept,
down from generation to generation.
Then I'll accept a used tomato, only if it's an heirloom.
That's what we mean.
Or an antique tomato.
Yeah. Heirloom tomatoes.
That's when they
get
used
a
to
tomato
call them
from your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it up. Put it in a taco.
Yeah, all the dust will come out when you cut it.
Tom, number 8. Tim and Tom's taco top 10 taco tips. Get
top,
rid of
top 10 taco toppings. These
no.
aren't tips.
Oh, they're not. They're.
Oh, you were about to give a tip. You said get rid of.
Yeah. Oh, we're going toppings.
Toppings and tips, because I have a feeling we're not going to be able to come up with 10.
Number 8, get rid of the corn tortillas and use the flour tortillas in a soft shell taco.
Yeah, the corn tortillas. Look, I love corn.
Corn stinks.
You stink.
Corn's for freaking livestock to eat, not for not for Tim and Tom.
Well, thank you for including me.
Yeah, I'm sticking up for you.
But
you
I
won't
still
stick
like
up for yourself.
Corn. No, I like cream corn.
Yeah, but you like the cream, not the
corn.
I would
like to have cream corn on my tacos.
Tom.
Put that at number 7.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah,
this is Tim and Tom's. Tom
yeah,
and Tim.
Your name's on it, buddy.
I'll be the laughing stock down at the taco factory.
And I'll
you know I work at a taco factory, right,
No,
Tom?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What's your job? Cracking all the shells before they go in the box?
Tom, you'd be lucky if that was my job. Because I'm bad at cracking things.
You have no idea how much that hurts me as a taco factory employee. The lengths we go to avoid that from happening.
It's not. The way they package them, they want them to.
They're asking for it.
There's a way. You're telling me. with the package design.
They put the little cardboard box in there now. Like a little cardboard stand to keep them from like squishing completely.
Yeah, but they're still protected on the outsides. They're not
protected. Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You don't get the shells that are completely broken in half anymore. But you get a lot of chips.
Exactly. Or just a crack, a structural crack that, yeah. Ooh, it makes me so mad.
Makes me sick. Because,
you know, look, come on, guys.
Inspect the tacos.
We have the technology.
Yeah. Bring in some x-ray machines into the supermarket.
It's 20 goddamn 17. I should be able to...
All my food should be x-rayed.
Swing my grocery bag against a fence on my way home and come home and open it up and those tacos are still intact.
Yeah. You should be able to lie to your wife with a straight face when she says, hey, you didn't swing this bag of groceries into a wall before you came home, did you? No.
No. And in my head, I'm like, I didn't lie to my wife. I swung it against a fence.
Right.
Not a wall.
Yeah, a fence has a little give to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, swing it into something.
What was your tip?
Tomatoes and lettuce.
John, what was Tom's last tip?
Tomatoes. Yeah, it was tomatoes. Oh, I hadn't said lettuce yet. Lettuce.
Oh, number six, lettuce.
No, it was seven, lettuce.
Oh, damn it, Tom. I was trying to get us a little.
You said get rid of the
corn. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, get rid of the corn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. John, this is our show.
John, go back to the booth, please.
Here's the thing, guys. Number seven.
Uh-huh.
Put some cumin in that ground beef.
What?
Tom, what do you think's in that taco seasoning?
Yeah, why am I going to put cumin in there if I'm already putting taco seasoning in?
What's in taco seasoning?
Who knows?
Cumin.
Well, you'd know. You work at the taco factory. Yeah. But in the crushing department, not in the
I don't work in
department.
Tom, I told you.
They don't
you.
Keep the shell.
I'm offended because I'm very bad at crushing, and I'd love to get... I've been going for a promotion from the seasoning department to the crushing department for months now. The supervisor's riding my ass because I'm not good at crushing. Slam these things against the fence as hard as I can.
Slam against the wall.
There's no walls there.
Oh, wow. That sounds like an open workplace.
Mm, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Well, or it just sounds like a fenced-in yard where you're making tacos.
It's a prison.
A prison of my own design.
Number
I like
six.
Taco seasoning is great.
Yeah. It's just like all the seasonings.
Yeah. But like I'm always like when I'm cooking up the meat, I'm always like, this is fine. I don't need seasoning.
And then you put it in, you're like, boy howdy.
Yeah. And look at this.
Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, and then it all
what a dim-witted asshole I am.
Well, I'm not that mean to myself, but yeah. It gets nice and thick.
Number six.
Number six, refried beans, baby.
Up top, Tom.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Refried beans.
Especially of the
if
vegetarian
beef,
persuasion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'll get you a mile ahead of the competition at Taco Bell.
Gets you 95% of the way there.
Yeah. Beans instead of meat. They put in some refried beans. Mm-hmm. It's got the seasoning in there.
Yeah.
They're no dummies.
Yeah. Actually, refried beans taste better than taco meat, like ground beef, in my opinion. I don't like the texture more. I like the texture of beef better, but I like the taste of refried beans better. But if you're like me and you eat meat, you can have both. Best of both worlds.
Tom, here's what I'm going to tell you.
What?
If you get the veggie crumbles,
mm-hmm.
like the Morningstar.
Oh, yeah, I've had those. Yeah, those are very good.
You buy the taco seasoning, put it in there.
Yeah.
Tastes just like it.
Yeah, you're there.
None of the cholesterol, my friend. Number five.
Or cow butt.
Yeah.
Buttholes.
No cow buttholes. Number five, or tongues, which I understand they put in ground beef these days. I hope we don't have an Oprah situation where the beef industry sues us for... I'm the king of timely references.
I doubt the show will ever have an Oprah situation where we have the beef industry go after us. We have an author on who has a fabricated memoir.
Number five, Tom, and it's going to sound like I'm a broken record, but this is a different context.
No corn.
Yeah, keep the corn
what?
In a can.
No.
Don't put the corn.
No.
The most depressing thing is a taco with corn in it. Same goes for salsa. Get the corn out of my salsa.
No, put the corn in my salsa and put some pineapple in there, too. That's a nice treat.
I'm in for the pineapple.
Yeah. At Chipotle, I always get the corn. I don't get any of the other salsa. I just get the corn.
Get out of my house.
Not in your house.
Number four.
Uh-huh.
You.
Oh, me. Yeah. Cheese.
Number three, sour cream.
Number two, cojita.
Now, what is that, cheese?
Yeah, it's like a different, it's like
we
a
already
crumbly
said
cheese. Yeah, but boy, is it good.
And number one. Are we up to number one?
Number one. A taco shell, soft or hard?
Soft or hard taco shell. Yeah. You heard it here first. Tim and Tom's top 10.
Now you're telling
taco
me
toppings and tricks
that hard shell tacos are not authentic Mexican.
No, you idiot.
Well, I was asking nicely, Tim.
No, they're not.
Why not? Where'd they come from then?
You know, stupid Americans.
All right. So it sounds like you don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that at the taco truck near me, which is, as we established before, mm-hmm. very authentic.
Right.
They don't sell hard shell tacos.
Is that what you're basing all of this on?
That and Taco Bell. I know that Taco Bell is not authentic. And they have hard shell.
Taco Bell might not be authentic, but they're certainly the pace setter now. They're the what do you call that? The pace horse?
Trendsetter?
No, there's something with a horse.
The pace car?
No, something with a horse.
The best horse.
They're the best horse. Yeah,
Taco Bell has long been the best horse in this race.
Yes. Taco Bell, look, it's not authentic Mexican, but it's great. So you're telling me in Mexico they don't have Dorito tacos?
I don't even know if they have Doritos, Tom. Doritos, as we all know,
came from Disneyland.
Are BS.
They came from Disneyland.
Great. Another thing that Disney freaking ruined.
They were, it's crazy to me that Disney doesn't still have a stake in Doritos, but they don't. But they were invented in
Bad
Disneyland.
Bad businessmen. That's what they always say about Disney.
About Walt Disney, yeah. Roy Disney, Roy Disney Jr., all the Disneys. Daffy Duck, not Daffy Duck, Donald Duck.
All right, Tom, that's all the taco talk we have time for this week.
No, I still have a lot more to say. Tacos are great. That was it. That was...
Agreed. Should we shake on it, Tom? We fight a lot on this show. We call each other idiots, numbskulls.
Well, you called me
braids,
a moron for
morons.
All right.
Creeps, perverts,
sickos, peeping toms.
Well, you are a peeping
voyeurs.
Tom. You prefer voyeur, right?
Yeah. Well, it sounds French. It sounds very erotic.
But one thing we can agree on,
mm-hmm.
no matter how you, there's no wrong way to make or eat a taco.
There really isn't. And that's what makes them one of God's most beautiful foods.
So next time you're having a function or event,
mm-hmm.
consider a taco bar.
Yeah.
Instead of whatever garbage food you wanted to have.
A friend of the show, Jeff Rosenstock, had a taco bar at his wedding, and it was fantastic.
Host of the show, Tim, had one at his wedding, and it was
there
great.
Was a taco bar?
Hell yeah, Tom.
Oh, I guess I was loaded by then.
Yeah, I was loaded, too. I don't remember anything about my wedding.
I remember eating. I don't think, you know what? I don't think I realized it was a, I think I missed the taco shells and just thought it was like a trough. And I just loaded.
Did you put your face in the
no, no,
the
no.
trays?
I still put it on the plate, but I just thought like, oh, this is nice. There's no pretense to this food. It's just like
no, you could food. You could have eaten it in a shell.
Yeah, I don't know. The
it's
way
a
I
shame
was eating,
that you didn't.
No, it's probably for the best that I didn't put it in the shell.
Well, I stole that idea from Jeff in retaliation. He stole all his songs from me. I wrote all of his songs.
Well, you got him back by not inviting him to your wedding.
Yep.
If you like the show, check out more at tcgte.com. If you want to support the show, support us by visiting our sponsors.
Online.
They're all online. All of our sponsors are online. And also tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping and tcgte.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you can get fun bonuses like all of our weekly mini episodes of Fast Food Friday, the Justice League Minute, the Riverdale Review, whereas some of the other
Backstage with Complete Guy or TCGTE.
That's
Backstage.
Our Hollywood Insider podcast. And you get the whole back catalog there too.
So Fast Foo Friday
or Foo Fighters podcast. TCGT.com/pledge for that stuff. Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Complete Guide. Follow us on Twitter @Complete Guide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me on those things @YourPalTim.
And you can email us thecompleteguideeverything@gmail.com. I'm in a taco mood, even though now I've had my past 9 meals have been tacos.
Yeah, I love tacos. I could eat it for every meal.
Yeah. And you know what? That's why I actually didn't really hesitate. I think in my brain, like my lizard brain didn't hesitate to buy a family meal of tacos because it's like, listen, we know best. You're going to eat them all.
Exactly.
Like, you're not really going to get sick of these. And again, I didn't even get really any toppings.
Yeah, you know what you could have done? Mm-hmm. Mixed up the toppings a little bit if you need variety in your life. I don't need variety in my life.
That's kind of my thing. I could eat peanut butter and jelly every day and probably be happy. Probably be happier than I am now with all the fuss.
I don't know if you can
make.
Get any happier.
That's true.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Smile plastered on your face.
Yeah. Comedy Tom, here for the laughs.
See you next week.